Hello everybody, Dan Mulholland here. Today we're going to be talking about how to stay out of trouble from an antitrust standpoint when you're considering a merger. Now, the antitrust laws apply to everybody, and in particular, they are acutely applicable to any time two otherwise competing organizations get together and merge. Mergers aren't illegal as long as they don't substantially lessen competition. But there are a few principles that you need to observe whenever you're negotiating a merger and whenever you're considering a merger, because you can almost be assured that any affiliation between a health system and an independent hospital, or two independent hospitals, or for that matter, a large physician group in a healthcare system, will be scrutinized by regulators at both the state and the federal level. A lot of times it's the state attorney general who will be looking at this, but the Federal Trade Commission or the Department of Justice might too. So here's some basic tips to avoid something that's known as gun jumping. Gun jumping is a principle that's been applied by both federal and state agencies for a long time whenever two parties that are otherwise competing with one another are thinking about merging. Gun jumping is based on two premises. One is, until the merger has been consummated and until the various regulatory agencies have approved it, if they have to approve it, you have to keep competing. You can't stop competing with one another, because short of a merger that would be blessed under the Sherman Act Section 2 as not substantially lessening competition, the issue that comes up is you have to keep competing. And if you don't continue to compete, or if you start colluding with one another before the merger is final, they can consider that to be gun jumping. Gun jumping is illegal. It can possibly deep six a merger that otherwise is okay. And second, it can result sometimes in fines and other penalties by the regulators looking at you saying, you acted too soon, you jumped ahead. Don't forget, you're simply engaged to be married once you sign a definitive agreement. You're not married, so you have to wait until the wedding is official, the marriage has been consummated, before you can engage in the kind of activity that two otherwise independent people or individuals would do. The second thing about gun jumping is that you can't start combining with one another or acting as if you're already merged and begin to share services, begin to have one party manage another, or engage in activities that would otherwise be only okay if you're merged. So those are the principles generally of gun jumping. Now, there's some basic rules that I'd like to share with you at a very high level that affect your possible exposure to antitrust liability if you're engaged in merger discussions, due diligence, or even ramping up to the final consummation of the merger. First of all, the parties to the transaction can certainly plan what they might do together, but they can't implement anything until and unless the merger's final. They can't implement changes in services or products that they offer to the public, nor can they consolidate their operations prior to the consummation of the transaction. Second, and this is fundamental, any competition between the parties has to continue until the merger is final. Now, generally speaking, as you get closer to the final consummation, you've gone through due diligence, you have a definitive agreement, and you've gotten the regulators to say grace over the transaction, or at least not threaten to challenge the transaction, you can start exchanging some more information that will help you hit the ground running once you merge. But you still have to keep competing until and unless you do merge. Third, and this is something that you have to really be careful of in the due diligence process, there can't be any discussions or agreements between the parties regarding payer contracts, charges, discounts, rates, or other price terms, and certainly no discussion about allocating services or territories. In due diligence, you should not exchange payer contracts for two reasons. Number one, it could be viewed as a way of signaling to your competition that you might be able to get better rates from the payers after you merge. And second, most payer contracts have very strict confidentiality provisions in them, so you'd be violating that contract as well. The same goes for sharing wage and salary information. It's okay to share general payroll expense numbers, maybe even on a department level. But exchanging wage rates and scales for specific types of employees could be viewed as a prelude to price fixing. So, for instance, if you're exchanging physician contracts during due diligence, you may want to redact the compensation provisions from those contracts so as not to signal what you're paying your doctors and let the other party have an advantage of that. Because don't forget, if you don't merge, it's not consummated, you're still competing, so you may give away something that could hurt you in the competitive process later on. Each party should continue to conduct its own business without any coordination with the other. And also, make sure that there are no communications or discussions, either between the parties or within one of the parties, about dividing up markets, eliminating competition, getting leverage over the payers, sticking it to the managed care companies. All that will do is get you in trouble. And this is especially true for emails and texts, because unfortunately, people oftentimes talk with their thumbs and don't think through what they're saying in those kind of communications. What you say can and will be used against you if the transaction's investigated or challenged by the government. On the other hand, it's okay and helpful to discuss how the transaction is going to help you meet the healthcare needs of the community, improve quality, and enhance efficiency. Those are all positives from an antitrust standpoint. So hopefully this has been helpful to you. Obviously, any kind of antitrust discussion would be much more detailed than this, but I just wanted to touch the high points about what you have to avoid in order to stay out of trouble when you're thinking of a merger or consolidation. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you'll tune into some of our podcasts in the future. You can get them at www.fortyspringer.com.